Mr. Sam Doss from CMFG Ventures, CUNY Mutual's venture group. So
that's it.
How are you, sir?
Doing well. Doing well.
All right.
Thanks for taking the time.
Oh my gosh, my pleasure. Yeah, I really enjoy this type of conversation. And the topic is investing in the next big thing, fintech or faux.
So sure. Yeah, it can seem
there's
ominous,
a lot there.
Right?
There's a
you
lot
know,
there.
I mean, fintechs can take a lot of different forms, especially from a credit union's perspective. You know, should they look at them as competition or potential partners?
Yeah, no doubt.
It can be kind of confusing. I would view it as there's probably more that binds fintechs and credit unions than separates them. I mean, if you look at over the last 10 years, you saw this boom of fintechs and really emerge post-financial crisis. And why was that? You know, the financial crisis kind of shined a spotlight on the dissatisfaction that consumers had with, you know, traditional financial institutions. Mm-hmm. And so the fintechs, given the kind of convergence of a lot of different technologies, like just mobile phone predominance, you saw this opportunity for fintechs to really capture some of that dissatisfaction and draw business away from traditional financial institutions. And I would say at that nascent stage, fintechs were very much competition. Today, it's a little bit different. There is new crops of fintechs entering the space that are looking to partner with banks and credit unions alike to really tackle the space and touch as many potential consumers as possible. If you really look at it, the fintechs have a number of challenges to really build up their business. The cost of customer acquisition is so high, to be honest, the regulatory and compliance landscape is just getting more and more stringent.
I could imagine.
Yeah, especially with data privacy and CCPA coming down. It's a lot for any fintech to navigate around. And, you know, on the other side of the coin, you have the credit unions and banks who are dealing with potentially legacy products that are losing business to a digital age. And so it actually is ripe for a mutual beneficial relationship that they can share the agility that the fintechs bring and that rapid product development and really satisfy the needs of their consumers who are, let's face it, they're spoiled by the Amazons and the Googles and the Apples with a user experience. To really meet that demand, you really need to find people who are living and breathing in that world. Yeah. And so the fintechs create great partners.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing out there is like initially, like you said, right after the Great Recession, all of a sudden all these fintechs came onto the scene trying to kind of usurp the traditional processes of banking and doing a good job at it. And a lot of credit unions and banks were like, oh my gosh, disruption, they're going to take us over type of thing.
Yeah.
But lately, though, I've seen the trend of like, hey, well, they're not so scary after all. Hey, maybe we can partner with them. And then from the fintech side, it's like, oh my gosh, hey, this might be a good idea because we have an automatic audience. We have a customer group, basically.
100%.
So why not?
Yeah. You know? I mean, if you think about it, the credit union movement began because there were segments of the population that were not being served properly by the traditional financial system, whether they were teachers, farmers, what have you. The fintechs are doing the exact same thing, just with different cohorts of the population, whether it's people plagued with student loans or, you know, just trying to make ends meet. They're all trying to enrich their lives and really try and find a path for financial security for these different use cases. So it just makes sense that, you know, they essentially share a lot of the same DNA. Partnership makes a lot of sense.
I've been seeing a lot of that lately, a lot of partnerships in that area. It's like, oh, excuse me. Little sound effects from next door. Hey, so do credit unions need to invest in technology or take on fintechs at their own game or look for opportunities or partner? I think we kind of answered that in the last set, but if you want to add to it.
Yeah, I would say, you know, putting your own capital into these companies probably isn't necessary. I think budgeting for how to work with fintechs, that's probably where you should be spending more of your time. It's really about, you know, what are you guys good at? What are they good at? Right. And really finding resources as best you can.
Yeah, do you have any examples by any chance off the top of your head?
Yeah, or? I mean, out of our own portfolio, you know, a lot of the companies that we invest in are actively partnering and working with credit unions. Mm-hmm. You know, we invested in a company just very recently called Splash Financial that is tackling the student loan problems. They are providing student loan refi loans to individuals and using the credit union's balance sheets to put those loans on. Mm-hmm. So they're actually taking a lot of the hard work of finding out who those potential consumers are going to be, really focusing on the marketing and lead gen, and streamlining a application process that uses the institution's credit criteria, but then puts that loan right onto their balance sheet. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the credit union, at the end of the day, they get a very high quality loan on their balance sheet and the ability to really have a relationship with that end borrower, mm-hmm. unlike what they have probably seen through the indirect auto channel in past, mm-hmm. who are really just another number on a spreadsheet. They don't really have that relationship. This is another way to really develop a longer term relationship and really drive customer lifetime value through potential cross sells beyond just the loan that
indeed,
they're getting.
Indeed. So how do credit unions know where to invest? Because like you said, there's so many fintechs out there right now. I mean, it's just it's like this flower field full of fintechs.
Yeah.
And it's like, which one do we choose? It's kind of like shiny red ball syndrome. You know, you get attracted to that or that, or
so it's kind of funny. So I actually had my own fintech back in the 2010, 2011 time period. And, you know, if you look at how much was being invested in fintechs at that time, mm-hmm. versus now,
yeah.
it made headlines when there was like $300 million invested in fintechs. In 2018, $39 billion went into fintechs worldwide.
Yeah.
So it's a much broader marketplace than people imagine.
Mm-hmm.
To answer your question, you know, that is really what the ultimate mission of CMFG Ventures is, mm-hmm. is really to do. We can help provide a lens to really go out and be out in the market 24/7, mm-hmm. to really vet a lot of these opportunities and invest in those best-in-class solutions that we feel will resonate with our credit union,
mm-hmm.
partners.
Mm-hmm.
And so it hopefully will take a lot of the effort off of the credit unions and really focus in on who are those handful that both share in the underlying problems that they were trying to solve,
mm-hmm.
And most importantly, you know, has a cultural alignment with serving the end member,
mm-hmm.
And that's a big one,
because
fintechs come in all shapes and sizes. There are some that are just in there to turn a quick buck.
Right.
Want the ones that are there who are actually dedicated to solving a problem, mm-hmm. and who have that investment both in terms of resources and just mindset to work with you as a real partner.
Kind of a long-term plan type of
exactly.
candidate for sure. Yeah, I was gonna ask you, like, what are some aspects or requirements or do you guys look for in fintech to invest in? Are there certain things that you look for?
I mean, that's probably the number one. Like the management team who, you know, has the right motivation, mm-hmm. behind what they're trying to build. But, you know, in general, what we try and do is listen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our investment philosophy is about listening. We're listening to our credit union partners. What are those pain points that they are really experiencing, both in the short term, and what are their fears for the future?
Mm-hmm.
We listen to the end consumer. You know, what are they really worried about? And where are they going right now to solve some of their financial problems?
Mm-hmm.
What are those triggers that ultimately make them make the decision that they ultimately do?
Mm-hmm.
And then we're listening to the fintechs as well. You know, how are they viewing innovation and bringing both technology as well as design coupled with, you know, kind of that underlying psychology of we know we have technology that solves these issues, we can present it in a great way, but
mm-hmm.
how do we convince consumers that this is, mm-hmm. what's best for them, especially when it's a new product and a new area that hasn't really been done before.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to get people to really understand that value proposition.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is a That's something that the fintechs are constantly testing and learning into, and hopefully those learnings will benefit their credit union partners.
How would you guys attract fintechs to credit unions? Because I know that's been a big question in the past as well. How do you get some of those really cool players to come into our sandbox, so to speak, and say, hey, you know what, credit unions, we have 115 million members and, you know, over 5,000 credit unions.
Magic words right there. Yeah. I mean, I think fintechs are getting more and more savvy to the fact that credit unions are essentially a huge untapped marketplace that holds a lot of opportunities. Yeah. I mean, the fact that they are so customer-centric, mm-hmm. And they do have such wide coverage across the nation, mm-hmm. I think that poses a real opportunity to leverage kind of their best-in-class knowledge on the mm-hmm. technology side mm-hmm. with that deep-seated relationship that credit unions have with mm-hmm. their members.
On the flip side, what can credit unions do to attract these fintechs? Is there anything that they can do? I mean, this is a question off the top of my head, but I'm thinking, credit unions do to draw these people in?
Yeah, I think it all comes down to how you start planning for your future roadmap. You know, how are you bringing that mindset of, you know, we need to potentially change the way that we're doing the business today, deviate from that status quo. With that comes kind of an adoption of a culture of innovation.
Yeah, that's what
you need to have. Mm-hmm. That has to happen from the top all the way down to the bottom. If you don't have that, nothing else matters. Because you can have conversations, but if you're really not committed to that culture, nothing's going to work.
Yeah.
And so once you do develop that culture, though, you know, in terms of attracting fintechs to your institution, it's about establishing clear proof points. You know, how much have you actually budgeted for partnerships? Mm-hmm. You know, what are your resource allocations to doing implementations mm-hmm. and integrations? How well do you actually, how well have you taken stock of your current assets, whether it's, you know, the technology that you've already made investments in, but also, you know, what is your access to a lot of the member data that you have? Because mm-hmm. a lot of that is stored in a lot of different places. Yep. Do you have good access? Do you have good ability to interpret that information to mm-hmm. potentially help facilitate conversations? Mm-hmm. Or maybe that's what you need the help with.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what you need a partner to really help interpret. Mm-hmm. So I think really taking stock and taking some initial first steps, because it can be overwhelming.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Don't try and plan for 20 years out because everything is constantly changing. Let's take that first baby step.
Yeah.
And, you know, at least adopt that culture and realize, you know, take a page out of the fintech playbook. How do you really just test and learn into it? Mm-hmm. Because you're going to make mistakes.
Yep.
Embrace the mistakes, mm-hmm. learn from the mistakes, but then mm-hmm. keep moving forward. And, you know, dole out the dollars in a very measured way. You don't need to invest hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars in a new initiative. Mm-hmm. You know, start small.
Yeah.
Dip a toe in the water. Mm-hmm. At least get some initial learning mm-hmm. so that you can have more informed decisions with that data.
Very cool. Good stuff. Good stuff. You talk about changing. I mean, something major will have happened by the time this interview is over. So
yeah, exactly.
That's how fast it's changing these
days. Yeah, like in the last 10 minutes.
Exactly. All right, sure. Sam. Well, I'll let you off the hot seat here. But anything else to add to wrap up here? Any final words of wisdom on this topic?
No. I mean, I would say if there is interest, definitely go out there and try and track down fintechs. Have as many conversations.
Yeah.
I think the more education that you can muster up on the space, on different opportunities that are available, mm-hmm. just will help empower you to make better decisions going forward.
All right. And can they call you guys up as well and say, hey, 100%. We need a little bit of help here?
Honestly, you know, I mentioned, you know, one of the key things we do is listen. We listen to our credit union partners.
Yeah.
So if you have something to say, if you have pain points that mm-hmm. you're trying to find solutions for, reach out to us.
Okay.
Let us know what those pain points are, because that helps us narrow down the types of opportunities mm-hmm. we should go after.
Yeah, indeed, because everyone's individual. Everyone's unique. So
100%.
Good stuff. All right, Sam, thank you so
Great.
Much.
Thanks
Appreciate
so much,
the time. Sam Doss from CMFG Ventures. Well done, sir.